Wow.
Hey.
I love the music.
Woo-hoo. What's up?
Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
Long time no see.
I know. I feel like but it feels like it's been a while, so.
I miss you, ladies.
Yeah, we miss you guys. And that lovely picture, Sia, that you put up of all the people, too.
Yes.
Ooh. How awesome was the Abilities Expo? So Cindy and all of us on here, plus many more that aren't on here, we're at the Chicago's Ability Expo this past weekend, and it was a blast.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for all of you that are tuning in, welcome to Rolling with Ruby.
Yeah. Sorry, we just jumped right into it.
We just jumped right in. We're too excited.
I know. We got a lot to talk about.
That's right.
So it was a great.
It was an amazing show. And boy, did I feel lucky to be there with my product, Talcy Brands, as part of the AE Corner product innovator community. Like, you guys brought together all of these brands that you reviewed and
put through
the rigorous testing, and we were all there together, and it felt like a family.
I love it. Yeah. Janice, tell what was your first impression about the show, and maybe the vibe or the energy? Just first impressions.
You know, the first impressions, I have to say, it felt like a community that finally got to see what they needed. So my impression was excitement, wonder, anticipation. Mm-hmm. And that felt really good to be there for all of that community.
Yeah. Right. I love it. Cindy, what about you? First impression.
You know,
we've been there before.
We have been there before, but again, kind of along your lines, Janice, is that people saying, I didn't know this was there. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this was there. Yeah. You know, you've got all of, they kept saying, I said, where's your booth? All of this. All of this? Yeah. Yes. Take a look around.
Yeah. I love that. And to be, you know, first of all, what we do on social media is we see each other virtually more than in person, right?
Right.
So I've seen Janice, we've been in person with you, and Sia too a couple of times now, but we've been with you virtually more. And so when we get to see people in person in real life, it's just the energy for me.
Yeah.
It's just really, you know, I'm an extrovert, so I get that energy from other people. And so that's my favorite part. And then people that would stop by. See, we had a couple people that stopped by. Lisa and her son Nick were there. They came by to say hi.
Hi,
Lisa and Nick. And then there was another young lady that stopped by a few days later. She said she follows us on TikTok and YouTube. And she said she's actually purchased a few of our products that we've highlighted and stuff. So that energy was really exciting. What about you, Sia?
Oh, can I just tell you? So that specific young lady, she was so sweet, because we were kind of in between raffles. And so it was kind of like, you know how things goes, guys, at booth. You know, you're only as popular as the current party that you're offering, right? So once a raffle is done, people are like, deuces, I'm out of here, right? But she stuck around, and it was very sweet, because she's just like, hey, excuse me. She goes, I know them. And I was like, you know them? How do you know them? And she's like, oh, no, I watch them on TikTok and YouTube. And then you had just, like, I think you were just finishing talking about Cloud9. Like, and then... Yeah. Christine, it was you. And she was just, you were like kind of like looking in one direction. And she goes, yeah, I know them. And it was just like the look of wonderment and that acknowledgement of like, she knew you guys. And so when I pulled you two over, she was just, you made her day. And it's sometimes it's those little connections that matter. And it makes these amazing folks that we saw in the Chicago community feel heard, seen. And that's what I took away. This whole entire week was just listening and feeling from a community and hearing from a community that, I hate to say it, you guys, they're often underlooked.
Absolutely. You know, see, that's what we always say, what we do, what all of us do, especially in healthcare or any kind of product, healthcare product like this, what we do isn't sexy. Mm-hmm. We're not going to jump in the ring with Mike Tyson and fight him for clicks, you know. I'm going to drive a school bus into a hole just to get clicks. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that we have people that know we're there. I feel like it means so much to both us, to right. Cindy and I,
right.
As well as the person that we're reaching out to. And yeah. so it feels like a win-win situation.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of an introvert, but this type of thing fills me, you know, meeting new people. I'm a caregiver, professional caregiver, but it's my passion, and just meeting people. Oh, there's so many people that gave us so many good ideas and we got to problem solve. And I love that. Yeah. I absolutely love that.
So let's kind of give a brief idea of what we were there. So we were there not just as Adaptive Equipment Corner, but we were there as the Adaptive Equipment Product Innovator Community, or
EPIC.
Woo! EPIC, there's a EPIC is EPIC. Wait, I have to do it, you guys.
Chris is in the audience.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Yeah, Mike Tyson would be scared of us. I think we might be the same age. So So it was really, you know, so we had Janice, we had you there with Tassie Brands and your neck support pillow. We had Functional Hands. So those, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm on Romper Room. Remember when she would hold her little mirror up and she's like,
I see
Janice and I see Sia. I see Celine with Functional Hand, and Linda, they were there representing their product Functional Hand. Suzanne with Cloud Nine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Suzanne was there with her Cloud Nine. What do we call it? It's a care system is what she called.
Yeah. Right? It's a pressure relief system.
Yeah. Positioning. Yeah.
And we've got, Faye and Donna, right. With Potty Cat.
Yep. And then Lisa with, Cinny. We love Cinny.
Love Cinny.
Yeah.
Incontinence products.
She got a lot of really good questions, I think, and got a lot of people that came by. That can be such a, sensitive subject.
Yes.
So to have somebody there to talk to people about this subject, I think it was really amazing. Mm-hmm. And we really appreciate Cindy for sending them out. Mm-hmm. We were there, Cindy and I were talking to people about Magna Ready.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The magnetic closure clothing line.
Awesome.
Yeah. We got a lot of really great questions for them. Mm-hmm. A lot of great responses.
We got to give a shout out to Kamel with Health Mobius, AEC Superstore. And he had some really great products there as well. We also were representing Diane Vitello with the original AFO.
AFO Assist.
Yep.
For help with putting on your AFO. Mobility towel.
Yes.
We can't forget mobility towel.
Don't forget mobility towel.
Yep.
So I'm just thinking.
Jackie Sullivan.
That's right. Jackie
Thank
Sullivan.
Thank you, Janice, for putting
that's
that
right. For Versa Mobility.
Yep. Versa Mobility with the walker glides and everything. I'm kind of going around the tables.
I know. I am too. I'm sitting here thinking about the tables. That we had. Did we catch everybody?
No, we got Dignity Wrap Blue Hug.
The Blue Hug.
Jody
That's
Bellum.
Right. That's
yeah.
right.
And Tracy Cole.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. We got a lot of great questions about the shower garments.
Yeah.
A lot of people
interested. The shower? Huge, you guys. Like, I kept getting pulled. Like, I'm sitting there trying to film everything and people are like, excuse me. And I'm like, hi.
Yeah.
Okay. But it was because you know why? We don't talk about these types of topics, right? Like, you don't think that if you are needing help, if you, you know, for whatever reason, you just can't get your back, you know, that's what caregivers do to help. But how do you maintain your dignity? And I think that was like the theme of everything at the Abilities Expo was, how do you maintain dignity, independence, right? And do it in a way where, you know, do it at your appropriate or comfort level. It was really inspiring.
You know, and then we had Chris there from Walking Tall, kind of representing as our MC. He did a fantastic job.
Yes, he did. Shout out to Chris.
Yes, way to go, Chris. Yes. And we couldn't have it without you. That was, the energy that you brought was just amazing and helping get people involved in the raffle because we gave away lots of gifts and stuff. So,
Easy Hold.
Oh, we forgot Easy Hold.
Got Easy Hold. I just thought about that.
I left out Easy Hold in the post and I'm like, sorry, Easy Hold.
So let me tell you about this too, because that came to mind because I had two young individuals that were around for the raffle.
Yeah.
And you know, people got to choose what they wanted.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, both of those young ladies chose the package of Easy Hold instead of a bracelet or a necklace or something else like that. I just thought that was amazing. You know, Easy Hold is an amazing product. It helps with grip. It helps You know, anybody that's having difficulty with pain or mobility in their hands. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. I was so.
Yeah,
I don't know. I can't even, my words aren't coming.
Especially,
you know, I have to say, I brought some show and tell. So when you're talking about things like easy hold right here.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Yep.
There you go.
So, absolutely. You know, you just don't have to grip it. You can just hold on to it.
That's right.
And do what you need. And this show was inspiring to see how people were just thrilled to find products that thought of them and their needs.
Yes, yes.
And the relief that they had about, oh, there's a solution and it doesn't cost me another arm and leg. You know, they're spending so much money just to live, you know, just for their activities of daily living. And it feels wrong. And the fact that we have products that are affordable and do what they say they're going to do. So I have so many takeaways from the show that I brought home with me. So I'm happy to show your audience of all of these products that, Sia, you just said, dignity and consideration.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, I think we sometimes forget too that we all love to look at the newest wheelchairs and the newest mobility devices and the newest big things out there, because we don't get to look at those very often. Yeah. But people also want to get their hands on the smaller stuff, the special stuff that you just don't see every day, but that have a huge purpose, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what our Epic community is allowing to happen, is to bring these small specialty items together. Mm-hmm. Maybe entrepreneurs that, you know, can't go on their own to an Abilities Expo, but that's, you know, that is a big part too of what the community needs and wants to see. And I am so happy that we're able to do that.
So Janice, as one of the vendors that was there in the collective, a part of the collective, share with us what it felt like to have to kind of be there working closely with other people in the collective. And what was the impact of having that collaborative be there? And did it have an impact on you and the audience?
You know, I will never want to go to a trade show on my own again, because going with the collective, I was able to, sometimes you just, the notion of everybody supporting one another and what we were doing. So yes, I am behind my product primarily, right? I'm there for Talcy. But if I stepped away for, you know, being pulled out to demonstrate on a chair, then my little area was empty. And I saw you guys stepping in. I saw Sia stepping in. I saw each other brands stepping in, because we all took the time to learn about each other. So we could actually talk about the merits of and the attributes of each other's products. And to me, that was just, sometimes I'm like, okay, well, you're doing a way better job than me. I'm going to get a glass of water, you know.
You know what I think is interesting? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jen. No, sorry.
It was just that constant support that somebody else has your back.
Yeah. What I loved exactly is we're trusting that each other has each other's back. And I loved hearing everyone's different positionings, their perspectives on the value of these products. And so as I was listening to it, I was like, oh, that, okay, I can reform my pitch, or I didn't know that that's what it also can do. Right. Because we come with our own lens and experiences. And as able-bodied people who are not in the healthcare industry, you know, my perspective is vastly different than obviously therapists like you guys are, and professionals and Janice, like you're in the thick of it. Right. I mean, you experienced with your father and the incredible, I don't want to say lack of respect, but throwing, you know, picking up a dirty pillow that fell and then slapping it back on your head. That's not comfort. That's not dignity. That's not love. Right. And so that's the word that I don't think we have used. I felt a lot of love in our space.
Yeah.
And I felt a lot of love at the expo in general. And there were some, I got to tell you, I did talk to a few folks where I was like, oh, they're coming at us and they're coming in hot. Like there was a few that I was like, do I need to find a therapist for you? Because they sounded angry about things, right? And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to listen in, and that's all they needed to hear. And I said, okay, got some great feedback. I got some real whimsical feedback. Speaking of which, one of the things that that Chris Malazuski, and by the way, he's with Hail Hell Auctions. He's an MC and he's an auctioneer, but he's also one of the co-founders of Walking Tall Movement.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that he was saying that we were like leaning into very heavily, you guys, we have 13 brands, 12 female inventors with patented products. Patented products. The look on a lot of these people's faces went from, oh, is this like a gadget, booth to, oh, wait, right. I can talk to the inventors directly and the women probably. And the mothers and there's a lot of therapists there. They're like, oh, they speak our language. And that you guys had like 2-3 thick at some points where I was like, we don't have enough space for you guys.
Yeah, I agree, Sia. That's, Cindy and I first experienced that. When we went to the AOTA, which is the American Occupational Therapy Association, for occupational therapists, it was their trade show in Kansas City a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And we just had a little 10 by 10 booth. And they were lined up to see, of course, we looked like a flea market because we had so many things in there. And so, you go in there because you want to help your clients or your mm-hmm. patients, right? And so mm-hmm. they were just packed in there, and we had them. They were just stacked deep into the aisle and stuff. And so it was going to this show. Now, of course, we had a bigger booth and the layout. Thank you, Sia and Janice, for creating it and thinking that flow through. But I feel like with the Abilities Expo, being there at the expo, there were vendors that were there representing just themselves. They had their own booth. What I liked about the collective was, is what we learned in Kansas City, is that when you have a collective, you get more people that come by and see your product and ask questions, because you can't just cruise by and just say, I've got that, or I don't need that. That's what I don't need. You have to come into the booth and you have to walk around. It's like a store, and so. But this time was much more organized, thanks to you guys.
Yes,
and
thanks to you guys.
We didn't look like a flea market. We looked like we knew what we were doing. So we appreciate that, you guys.
Nordstrom.
Look, peoples, all I can say is, yes, I can see where it could look like a, quote, flea market. But here's the thing. When I walked around the Abilities Expo, you're 100% right, Christina. I don't need a wheelchair. Zoop. Walk on by, right? Yeah. However, what if it's I already have my wheelchair. Zoop. Roll on. Mm-hmm. I should say roll on by. Sorry, you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what if it is a tool for your wheelchair and you don't even think about it? You don't even like look at it. And that's mm-hmm. the whole idea around, I think, the adaptive equipment product innovator community. Yes, I heard it, peoples. It is a long freaking title, but
it is long.
We do call it EPIC because it is EPIC. It is the idea that you've got people who are in the thick of things, innovating for the needs to make life easier for both the caregiver and the care recipient, right? Absolutely. To protect the safety of both the caregiver and care recipient, right? Mm-hmm. To ensure that unique needs are addressed. Because look, I know this, creating a niche product sometimes is one of the hardest things to market because it is literally so niche. A smaller group needs it, but the bottom line, kids, and we know this, you don't know you need it until you need it.
That's right.
And what a freaking convenience when you're like, OMG. Yeah. I hate to say, after my father passed, then I discovered all these different tools. And I was like, son of a sea cook. He could have lived more comfortably. And just, we didn't know.
You don't know. Yeah, you don't know. That's kind of where we come in. We don't know all the products and stuff because they come out every day. People are so smart. People are just so smart.
Right.
But we will do some research. If you have questions about it, reach out to us. We'll do some research. I was going to ask you something, Janice, to kind of talk about, I'm going to have to.
It'll come back to me. Yeah. Yeah. But the.
I got expo brain.
You got expo brain.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No. I was going to say, yes. So if all four of us are like a little slow, that's our self-care excuse right there.
There's one thing that really was inspiring but also heartbreaking in some ways, because I really just wanted to give away my product. If I could have been the Oprah of the event, I'm like, you get a Telsey and you get a Telsey and you get a Blue Hug and, you know, and you get a Cloud Nine, because you just felt your humanity go into overdrive. And I never charged what my show discount price was. I even went under, yeah. You know, and it was just like, it just made me feel so good to just mm-hmm. say, you deserve it.
Yeah. So I thought of what I was going to say. So, but before, I want to kind of acknowledge, we've got Ethel Lord. She's saying, since the International Caregivers Association is promoting home care, home health, and adult day care, being familiar with these products is essential to provide the best care possible. Again, that kind of goes hand in hand with, it goes hand in hand with dignity and with functional independence, right? And not just for your loved one, but for your, as a caregiver, because a caregiver, it's hard. It's hard on the body. It's hard on your wallet. So now, talking about caregivers or the individuals, do they have any stories, individual stories they want to share with somebody that talked to them while they were at the event? You might want to start.
Well, I have to say, you know, Nick and his mom, Lisa.
Yes, we love Nick.
Nick he's in a full bed wheelchair. Yeah. And he's lost so much weight since his virus, and that put him into that wheelchair. Yeah. And as a healthy young man to be, you know, and his mom's now a full caregiver with such joy and gusto and enthusiasm, and she's just problem solves like nobody's business. And her son, his spine, because he's so thin, it protrudes and has sores on it, and egg crate foam wasn't working, and everything else, pillows weren't working. Even the softest pillows was causing friction. Yeah. And you both brought her to me. It's and so I said, well, let's try, you know, let's just see. And it does exactly the job. It's just the way that the U-shaped foam is right back there, it creates that space so the spine can heal. And he could be comfortable. And boy, did that just bring tears to my eyes. And just,
That's what you did this for, Janice.
Yep. That's exactly what,
you know, that's exactly right. Why you do what you do.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Right. And I appreciate what you said and what Ethel's doing, you know, just raising awareness and getting products like all of these other inventors who have come together. And it's just inspiring to listen to other inventors. I can nerd out on that, but just to say that the why behind each one of us is always a person.
Right. Right. Always. You know, some of the interesting things too, or conversations that I had there, you know, a lot of times, and we understand this when we do videos, you know, we are able-bodied. We do not know what other people are going through. And there's so many different aspects and situations. All we can do is put out the best that we know as far as, you know, this is this product, this is what it might be good for. But the feedback that you get in an expo like that, or at an expo like that, some great ideas from the people who are using the products, you know, and it's great feedback. I mean, I've got my list of notes here. I've got a phone call this afternoon, and I've got some notes for one of the inventors to say, hey, you know, this was mentioned or this was mentioned. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm getting goosebumps. I love it. Like I said, those events fuel me as a person.
Sia, was there anything that stood out to you? Any stories?
Too much. Like a lot. Like we could go on all freaking day long, but two things, if you guys don't mind. One that really, there's one that's emotional, and then one that is like, I hope, inspiring for all future entrepreneurs. But let's go with the emotional one first. Shout out to Suzanne Mayer. She is a nurse, and she created Cloud Nine Care System. And we were just chatting up with George, who was in a wheelchair, had lost his legs. And literally, you guys, I was walking with my cup of coffee, you know, right before the conference starts, right? You know, everyone's like waking up or like, oh, crap, here's a long day. Here we go, right?
Yeah.
And I remember holding the door, and all of a sudden I hear this, good morning. And I'm thinking like, I'm not mourning yet. I'm looking over and he was all smiles. And so we just chatted it up for a little bit. And then I, you know, went back in. I said, hey, look for me. Came in, found us. We're mm-hmm. chatting it up. And then Suzanne, because she's a nurse, and I guess she picked it up faster than I could. She was like, he was telling our story, his story of how he lost his legs. Mm-hmm. He ate bad lettuce, E. coli, mm-hmm. sepsis happened, and he lost his legs. And I mean, it blew my mind because I'm like, I had no idea that could happen. Like, I didn't know. I got educated right then and there. But the thing was, George, when he was telling the story, he was like, you know, he's used to telling the story. But she did the one thing that we forget to ask, which is, how are you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That woman made, like, at least that I saw, three people cry in our booth.
Oh.
But it really made me remember why we're here. Yeah, we're product innovators. Yeah, we created products to make life easier for both, you know, the caregivers and care recipients. But we're really changing these people's lives. These are humans we're talking to. They mm-hmm. are there. They're not there for fun, right? Like, no one wants something to happen to them, mm-hmm. right? But they're mm-hmm. enduring. They're thriving. They're, you know, surviving mm-hmm. and thriving and working through what they need to. And so that really caught me, you guys, is that emotional connection of how are you? And that really and made my cold heart beat a little bit, you guys. It warmed up the icicles in there. But the other one, though, too, it is going to the entrepreneur business side, which is we actually, I think I'm pretty confident we have a few future new member coming in. You know what I mean? And we saw a lot of folks that came in. They were like, you know, I've always had ideas in my head. And I said, we're that group that said, so did we. What's stopping you? And so there's like at least four people that we talked to that were like, you guys, I think I'm going to do it. And I'm like, if you guys need help, talk to us. We'll help you get started. We're not an incubator. Right. Epic is not an incubator. Let me be clear.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But of what we know, we are a helpful community to help you at least find the right resources if you need to. So that is what the Epic community is about. It's actually Epic Collaborative. What we're about is we can only tell you our anecdotes, but we also know a lot of people that we can refer you. You need a CFO to help you. You need legal help to help you. You need marketing people to help you. You need a psychiatrist to help you. We know peoples. And that is something I think the power of our community is to help you get where you need to go. Yep, so absolutely. That was my big takeaway, two things.
I love mm-hmm. that. So we had all the collaborative or the collective there. And most of those products that we had can be found on our AEC Superstore.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Janice, can you tell us just a quick about the AEC Superstore?
Well, AEC Superstore is really because of you guys reviewing all the products. And so what you recommend, it is products like a Talcy, like this, the wrap, which, mm-hmm. you know, I wish I had this for my mom. It's dignity and it can be a washcloth, and you can just go on to AEC Superstore, find the products that you want at a discount. Each one has a discount. And then also you can see the videos of your product reviews so you know how to safely use them. And I think that's really most valuable. You know, you can go to big stores online, as we all know, what I'm not going to say. how many times are you returning it?
Yeah.
You know, because you just don't know if it's going to work or it's not the quality. And you know, we had to pass a rigorous test. Does it say what it's going to do? Is it quality? Mm-hmm. Is it worth the price? Ooh, that's a good one. Amazon, oopsie, ooh, doesn't say that. Is it worth the price? So AEC Superstore on we're on Health Mobius's platform, which is a distribution platform, and to HMEs, DMEs. And you know, we're doing something really great for our products there. We are shouting them out through press releases. And can I just talk about, you guys got your press release got picked up by Drugstore News and HME, and they want to do a deep story on what AEC Superstore is.
That is awesome. You know, the thing is that I like about the Superstore is we have tried as a small business to make getting products easier and to reduce the friction. And it's been so difficult and so expensive for us to even attempt that. Mm-hmm. You know, right now we pretty much had originally been sending people off of our page to another page. You know, it's just all this friction. And we really appreciate Health Mobius working with us and trying to reduce that friction so you can get on the store, check out right there, check out the items that we have reviewed, but then they have a whole gamut of other items. It's almost, well, we're not going to say that again, we're not going to say the store, but it's like, you know, it's an online store for health equipment. Yep. So, you know, we really like that reduction in the friction because we don't have time for that. We don't have time for messing around. Yeah, all
caregivers
over the place.
Don't have time for that. They need to know. I think that's what people that reach out to us, we get people will ask us what, you know, instead of going out and buying $500 worth of product they don't necessarily need, what do I need for my specific situation?
Right.
You know, and so to be able to send them to the AEC Superstore, you know, and type in a product or, you know, the category and let that person shop. And I just think that's got to be so helpful.
Mm-hmm. And then you can click on AEC, you guys recommends. So then they have everything that you recommend. So you are like the influencer, you know, on the on the AEC Superstore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, ladies, is there any story, anything else you guys want to mention before we hop off here? I feel like we've.
Gosh, I guess. What's, you know, we talk about what's next for all of us. You know, for people who don't know, we also work together in a business to say, how do we grow our community of innovators and bring more awareness? And so we spend a lot of time together, not just promoting you guys promoting products and me having a product and they're benefiting from it, but really we are all about how do we uplift others on this road. And you guys are like the Pied Pipers of caregivers and bringing so many wonderful organizations under your tent. So where do you want to see what we're doing? Where do you want to see it going? What's your dream?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I, you know, I feel like we've kind of touched on the expo that we went to this weekend. It feels like this is a really, really good beginning.
Yes.
Because it's, again, we want besides functional independence and dignity, everybody deserves options.
That's right.
And what a great way to give people those options, to have this collaborative of innovators come together under one, in one booth, under one roof, you know, on one website, you know, to be able to go, I know that these are here for me, that they were recommended, they were picked, and they were here for me. So I feel like we've got a really good start at it. I'd like to have more options for our viewers, for people that shop on our store.
That's right.
So if this is something, any viewers are out there that are listening, if you have a product, get a hold of us at Epic. And you know, let's see about putting you through the paces, put your product through the paces.
Right.
You know, at least start off with a video or review and let Cindy and I take a look at it. Mm-hmm. And, because it only helps everybody.
Right.
You know, it's a win-win situation. It's a win. Well, it's a win-win-win. It's a win for us. It's a win for the customer. And it's a win for the person that's developed the product. So I think the more options, the better. And yes, every option isn't for everybody, but everybody deserves options.
That's exactly right. That's a good. You know, and I am really excited too about the Abilities Expo in general, because you know, we really want to get these products to the people, but we also want to remember there are some people that just can't get there. So we want to try to help promote and bring that information to people so it's accessible, so they can so they can feel like they're at the expo and see all that's going on there. So between, you know, trying to get some stuff out on the YouTube channel and trying to collaborate with the expos to really, you know, boost that visibility so that people know what's going on and what's out there and what's available.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yes, everyone, I know it's an old graphic, but I just want to put it up there because I do want to emphasize Abilities Expo is going around the country. Are we going to be at every single one? That remains to be seen. But you know,
what's media.
But you can check at aecornercommunity.com and you'll see the updates of where we're going to be traveling to and where we'll be. But again, it's the accessibility remotely. And I think that's what we bring to the table. Cindy, Christina, just full disclosure, and I don't mind the self-shilling here, which is, you know, not everyone has ability to travel. Not everyone has mental readiness to be out to travel. So what we're doing, you guys, I can't tell you how exciting it is. It's honorable, it's meaningful, and it actually matters. And I think that's the, it's not woo-woo for the sake of woo-woo. It's woo-woo for the sake of like, woo, my life is actually easier. So that's awesome. So thank you, Cindy, Christina, for all that you do. I don't think you hear that often enough, you guys. Seriously, thank you. Because it was a 10-year, this is 10 years, it's coming to fruition of you guys, of your rock steadiness, your perseverance, your discipline. You, this is not a money-making scheme. You're doing this because you actually genuinely care. So I'm inspired by you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We appreciate that.
And we appreciate the support.
We appreciate the support. Absolutely.
We just appreciate you. You are, people were fandumming all over you at the show. To see you in person. And
how about that?
I forgot. We cannot forget, speaking of fandoming you.
Fandoming?
Shout out to Dave Stevens.
Yes, Dave. He was
Instagram
amazing.
At Dave Stevens Speaks. On Facebook, it's Dave Stevens. I think LinkedIn is Dave Stevens. Shout out Dave Stevens. That man was amazing. And by the way, talk about someone that embraces his life, right? I mean, it could be a bit self-effacing. Some might find it offensive. I find it wildly humorous. You'll see his videos, guys. Check it out. He is the highlight of Ability's Expo promotion.
Yes,
he is.
Oh, there's Jackie, you guys. Oh my gosh. Look at one of the inventors.
Jackie with Versa Mobility.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us, Jackie. Thanks for being here
in Chicago. Yes, you have a Versa. Anyhow, Versa Mobility is a new type of walker attachment that will help you have a smooth ride, indoors or outdoors.
That's right. And keep from tearing up your floors and dragging in who knows what you walk through. It's like It's like taking your shoes off at the door, right?
That's exactly
Change out your walker ski glides with ease or your glides with ease.
Yes.
He's the inventor of it. And guess what? Speech therapist.
Yay!
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yes.
What?
And
another fun fact about Jackie, you guys. So another fun fact about Chris and Jackie, actually, there it was Shelly who came by to visit, and she was hearing impaired. And they were both Chris and Jackie were signing away with her. And I did capture on video. I'll share that later. But again, you guys, it is those just one little things that you can make the experience. And I mean, every single one of these folks that we talked to came by our booth several times, not because they necessarily, of course they would like a chance to win, but they were genuinely like high five and hugging us to say hello. Cause they were cool. We connected, we vibed.
It was a community.
Yeah. There was just a lot of energy and a lot of really good vibes around our booth. It felt like to me and it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure to be there. So
yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Well, you guys, we really appreciate you hopping on here and sharing your experience. And, you know, hopefully we can do this again. I don't know when, but hopefully we can do this
again. So stay tuned because we're gonna be working on some projects. So stay tuned.
And we'll have them on the calendar on our website, on the Epic website. So Seal, make sure it gets on there. And so make sure you follow us and like and subscribe on our YouTube channel. And we're all over the place, you guys, besides here on LinkedIn. We're on YouTube, obviously. That was where we started.
Yep.
We're on
Facebook. That's where Jackie came in.
Yeah, and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And we're even on TikTok. We tell everybody we're two old ladies on TikTok.
That's right.
I think we need to change our handle from AE Corner to two old ladies on TikTok. So we really appreciate you guys being here with us and sharing all your experiences. And that's all we had for today, and we will see you in the next podcast.
I
want to get into that Ruby with you and go on to the next show. This was a blast. So thank you much, and thank you, Sia, for just being our booth hosts and hostess with the mostest, and Cindy and Christina. I'm indebted to you guys for just really what you do for all of the product innovators. So thank you.
It's our pleasure.
All right. Till next month, everyone, we're going to sign off and we're going to start rolling. Right. You might see some ads that might look familiar to you. Janice is the inventor of this first ad, guys. Here we go, guys. See ya.
Falling asleep with your neck in the wrong position can be a real pain in the neck. Literally. People of all ages are falling for Tossie. Tossie gives you the comfort you've always dreamed of. Go to TossieBrands.com and get your comfort on.
So as you can see, you can grab the loops, and with the weights, it's going to allow that towel to stay. You don't have to grasp the towel. You don't have to grasp